The Ministry of Highways has pushed work on 9th Avenue Southwest into next year because historical artifacts are present in the area, a decision that has surprised City Hall. During City Council's September 11th regular meeting, Coun. Crystal Froes inquired about the project and when the province planned to address the slope-related issues affecting that road. She noted that this is a big project and the ministry had planned to hold an open house to keep residents informed. Moreover, Waccamaw Valley Authority is involved and wants to know more because of the work's location. City Hall has been working with the ministry to schedule an open house so this project can continue moving forward, said Bevan Harlton, Director of Engineering. However, the province recently informed city administration that it had discovered an archaeological area of interest on the west side of the road that potentially prevented it from moving forward, he continued. What's odd is the city's directors of engineering and parks and recreation notified the ministry of this fact in March. So we were surprised to see that the project was delayed at this late hour, given our previous communication, Harlton remarked. But as it stands, they are tabling the work until next year, while I have not received official notification. City Manager Maurice Carmichael added that city administration has asked the ministry to conduct some work on the road this fall and not worry about the slope this year. However, the ministry has not responded to this request. Crossing lights. Coun. Doug Blanc said a resident contacted him about the crosswalk lights at the 9th Avenue Southwest and Coteau Street intersection and how there used to be a timer when the walk light was on. This allowed pedestrians to know how long they had to cross and informed motorists how long the light would stay green. However, the resident told Blanc that the city recently conducted work on those lights and the timer was now gone. The councillor wondered what had happened with that feature. It sounds like something I need to follow up on operationally. I can provide a brief response for the next council meeting, said Harlton. We can look into it. Pipeline work. Coun. Heather Eby inquired about the city's underground pipe work northwest of the Lynbrook Golf Course and adjacent to the Moose Jaw Alliance Church parking lot. She wondered what was happening with the project since it seemed to take a long time to complete. This is water-related work that Public Works crews began in 2022 to connect a dead-end pipe to the nearby water main, Harlton said. However, he would confirm and respond during the next council meeting. The next regular council meeting is Monday, September 25. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.